Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Bogetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Greetings, Bark Radio listeners. Ooh, 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 ooh. Terry, what are we talking about today? I'm thinking it's one of my favorite
subjects. It's one of mine, too. Service dogs.
Woohoo! Yes, those dogs who just so willingly help so many.
Yep. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, the thing that's so amazing is there are new kinds, it seems, new kinds of service dogs with new specialties showing up all the time, which thrills me to death because, you know, I think there's just so much we haven't thought of yet, ways dogs can help people.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
This New York Times article.
Yeah, the article you sent me was amazing. It's a long article, and we'll post the link up. Highly recommend you read all the way through it because there's a lot of good meat in this.
Mm-hmm.
But the story rotates around a young boy with
fetal alcohol syndrome.
Yes, fetal alcohol syndrome. And it is just amazing the difference that this dog made.
Yeah. It's, first of all, it's a form of service dog that heretofore I did not know existed.
May not have.
Yeah, very true, because once again, it was the family made a call and finally hooked up with the right potential trainer in Ohio and described what they needed. She asked some questions, some very important questions, and the family thought the answer was going to be no, we can't help you, and the answer was yes, we can.
Yeah.
And this beautiful golden retriever went to live with this family, and I'm astounded. Well, I'm not really, because dogs are magic, but
they are magic.
The young boy is 13, and it seems that a lot of the issues with fetal alcohol syndrome are at least similar to autism.
In my perspective, it seems.
Yeah,
to be
it
not.
Sounds like it. I don't really know that, but just from the article.
Yep.
And so the things that this dog did from go are nothing short of a miracle.
Yeah. Changed his life. Changed his family's life. Because the violence and the outbreaks and the tantrums are just increasing as he got older.
His verbal skills were lacking.
Yeah.
Cognitive skills. And I love it. Like, the first night that the dog was there, the parents got their first good night's sleep since that young man was diagnosed, which was 10 years prior, I believe.
I think it was 10 years,
yeah.
But yeah, slept all the way through. Because he would, one of his characteristics was, in the middle of the night, he would have a rage and just stomp through the house, screaming, yelling. Didn't happen. Night one with this dog didn't happen.
And, you know, when you think about the power of that, I call it the power dog.
I like that. We need a shirt.
Absolutely. For this dog, first of all, the right dog was chosen for this child, obviously. The trainer in Ohio did an incredible job.
I think there was some of the dog choosing the child, though. As I read that, there was...
Absolutely.
That dog's went and gravitated
right
to him. Yeah, you're mine. I'm digging you.
And isn't that so cool that there are dogs, and I believe that, there are dogs placed on this earth for very specific people.
Yeah.
And that dog is just bulletproof.
Yeah.
Nothing that young man does phases him. In fact, I love it when this... apparently, one of the things this young man does is when he's having one of those meltdowns, he'll sit on the floor with his arms tight around him and just has a tantrum. And I love what the dog does. He just goes up to him, pushes his nose in under his arms, and starts licking his face. And it starts bringing him down, bringing the young man down. How incredibly amazing is that?
Yeah. I thought that was very cool because, that's just something the dog naturally has adopted.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I thought was cool is on how it's significantly reduced the tantrums because it's alerting on them early and runs interference. So one example they gave in the article was when their teacher was there helping him learn.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog senses when he's starting to build. So the dog comes in and interjects. That's enough.
Just
we're
gets
done.
In between the tutor and the kid and goes, oh, yeah, we're done for the day. Thank you very much. How amazing is that to stop it before it happens?
Pretty cool. It's really pretty cool. If you think about the, and I'm going to use probably a term that's way too much used, but the miracle of that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, absolutely.
That there's things happening there that are mind-boggling.
Whatever it is that allows the dog to understand that's coming is huge.
Yeah.
And I surely don't understand it. I mean, I know that dogs I know can tell you before you're going to have an asthma attack, before you're going to have a migraine headache.
Yeah.
I don't know how, you know, but that they can means that they should have the opportunity to do it. Yeah. More and more dogs should have this opportunity to help people.
There is absolutely a scientific piece of it, and then there's a piece of it that is nothing scientific
at all. Really, it's just like, holy crap, yeah, dogs are amazing.
You know, sound, you know? Scent, that type of mm-hmm. stuff, clearly that's part of it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then things you go, how the heck did he do that and know what was coming?
Right.
Because there's no trigger.
And how much of it is bond, is the bond that the dog and the individual have. That seems to be, at least in my world, just such a huge thing of a dog partnering with a human being. There is something in a dog that wants to protect their person, to ensure, they seem to know, it's like what their person is like when they're feeling good and when they're not feeling good.
Yep.
And they try to not let them not feel good. It's amazing to me. Yep. Over and over in all kinds of different service dog protocols and in just family pets. They're amazing. And this dog and this young man, guys, you have to read this article.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
It's powerful.
It is.
It really is. It shows you, well, there's other pieces, parts to the article. He's certainly the structured mm-hmm. piece of it and what the story is about, but mm-hmm. the lady that runs the service dog facility, pretty amazing all by herself right there. That'd be a story in and of itself.
It is. She has her own service dog.
Yep.
And she is an incredible woman, and I would love to talk to her at some point in time.
Be a good interview.
It would be. Because she's doing something that I doubt that few organizations are doing. You know, we can look into it online, but I doubt that there are many organizations that place a dog, a service dog, with a child or anyone with fetal alcohol syndrome. I don't think it's being done a lot.
The impression I got from the article was that she's sort of an anomaly. She's out there taking the people that everybody else turned down.
How cool is that?
That's a neat place to be.
Oh, man. That's hanging off the cliff but making such a difference.
It is hanging off the cliff. I like it.
Yeah. So. That is amazing. So, you know, we would love to talk to her. We'll let the hype, like, settle down a little bit from being in that article, because I suspect that's gotten her a lot of media attention.
I hope so.
I hope
God,
so, too.
I mean, if it doesn't, then people are in a coma.
Well,
that's interesting stuff.
Oh, it's amazing stuff. So, you know, we'll see if we can snag an interview with her. That would be amazing. And I think that as we go through the next while with Bark Radio, we will from time to time return to the subject of service dogs and perhaps service dogs who aren't mainstream.
Yeah. I don't think that's a stretch at all to say that we'll go back to service dogs. We both are kind of passionate on that field.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
People might get tired of us talking about it. But
oh, too bad. It's one of our favorite subjects, right up there at the top. So
yeah.
It's just going to keep coming back.
Yeah.
And for all of you out there, you know, don't know how much y'all know about service animals and what might mean that you could have a service dog. You know, there's so many things that we don't generally think of. We run across this all the time when I'm out training service dogs. The only two versions that most people know about are CNI dogs and dogs, mobility dogs for people in wheelchairs.
Yeah.
Pretty much it. You know, you're going to see more and more service dogs out there in the world, which is woohoo, very good thing. Hopefully really well-trained ones. But know that one of the versions of service dogs that you need to know about are PTSD dogs,
yeah.
Especially for military veterans. It's a big, big thing. These dogs are helping vets day in and day out. There are not enough of them. We're hopefully going to be able to train some here.
That's the plan.
Mm-hmm.
We've got opportunity coming.
Yeah.
I'm working real hard to get MediPass going and Dogs for Veterans and
mm-hmm.
Still working on it, but we're at least heading down the path. So.
Yeah, and it's such a huge thing. I'm really, 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 really lucky right now. I'm working with an active duty Navy corpsman who has PTSD and hearing loss from probably Afghanistan. And we've just started his dog. And I love his – you should see the vest, the patches he got for his – the vest for the dog. It says Wounded Warrior.
Sweet.
Yeah. And that's a really cool organization. I'd love to share that one with you, and that link. Because whoever it is, this young man right now lives in Virginia Beach, and this particular Wounded Warrior project, the guy is in Virginia Beach and visited him at his home. And they just do cool things for wounded vets. And one of the things that I think I need to say right now is that disabilities are oftentimes invisible.
Yeah.
And please, if someone is in a handicapped parking space and they get out of their car and they're not on crutches or without a limb or what's and nothing obvious, please don't assume they don't have a disability. He has run across this time and time again because he looks quote-unquote normal. And now what he does when he gets out of his car is he points at his license plate because it says Winner of the Purple Heart. So please just be aware of that, people. If you see a person with a service dog even, you don't get to ask them why they have it. Just
none of your business,
it
frankly.
It is none of your business, and it's illegal to ask them because of the Americans with Disabilities Act. But know that that dog is helping that person in some way, and it's changing their lives on a daily basis.
Yep. I can't top that. I mean, I want to pile on. I think you made a good point, though. It's you know, for me, the veterans are a soft spot.
Oh, me too.
Want to help them. Want to make their life complete. Pay them back.
Yeah, thank them.
Yeah.
And if we can get some dogs out there to thank them in that way, to make their every day of their lives better, then we're going to do it.
Absolutely.
And with that...
Jeez Louise, I'll see you guys later.
I think we have to leave now. Bye.